We have Brent Snedeker with us this afternoon. Brent's matched the lowest 36 hole total here at the Open with 130 and a fantastic 6 under par 64 today. Brent, you must be very excited. A fantastic round.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm sure everybody in this room is probably about as much shock as I am right now, but I feel good. You know, I played obviously pretty well the first 2 days. No bogeys around here, is getting some good breaks and playing some pretty good golf. So, you know, my mantra all week has been to get the ball in the greens as fast as possible. Once I'm on there, I got a pretty good handle for the speed of the greens and everything. So, just going to try to keep doing that over the weekend.
Okay, we'll start with some questions. I think microphone number 3 right at the back.
Brent, I brought up yesterday that you weren't too thrilled about what's gone on in this event the last few times you've been here.
And, yeah.
Obviously, things are different. Are you thinking of a dual citizenship now? What's going on? What was your mindset coming in from this, from the momentum of yesterday?
Try to keep it going. You know, I had a pretty fortunate tee time, to say the least, to be able to play yesterday afternoon with not a lot of wind, and to be able to get out there again this morning with some good momentum and not a lot of wind today either. So, you know, when you're putting it good like I have been for the last couple of weeks, you feel like you can play pretty well if you can just drive it and play. And I've gotten fortunate for when I haven't driven it and play, I've been able to get up around the greens this week. So, and my iron play has been pretty, I call it boring golf. I'm shooting away from every pin, trying to put it 25, 30 feet away, and then hopefully make some putts, which I've done the first 2 days, and hopefully plan on doing the rest of the next 2 days.
Brad, I'm curious, what was it like walking up 18, looking at the leaderboard and seeing that lead, and how much fun is it knowing you just can almost taste it now?
Well, I can't taste it. We got a long way to go. But it was pretty cool to see your name at the top of a major leaderboard anytime, let alone at a British Open 36 hole after, I don't know how about how many, but right now it seems after 36 holes. So it's a great feeling, it's a great experience, but it gets you a whole lot of nothing. You know, we got 36 more holes to go, a lot more can happen. If anybody can tell, over the course of this year on tour alone, there's been a lot of leads lost after 36 holes, and I'm going to try to buck that trend this weekend. I've got a cushion, which is nice. You know, I don't have to play the best golf over the next 36 holes. I've got to play pretty good golf, but maybe not the best of anybody. So that's always nice to have. That being said, I'm going to go out there and try to do the exact same things I did the first 2 days and hit a bunch of greens and make a bunch of putts and try to extend my lead as far as possible.